Hello, I'm Mike Roberts with Programme 14 of our 17-part third and final series of Malta Memories, which, for anyone joining us for the first time, is all about ordinary people and, in the main, ordinary events from decades past. Linked, as always, with the popular music of the time, and this week, with, as always, Samuel the other side of the microphone, keeping it all together, we begin with the final 6 months of 1987. When Terence Trent D'Arby brought us the second single release from his album of that year, entitled Wishing Well. Kissing like a bandit, stealing time underneath the sycamore tree. Cupid by the Austin Valentine. My sweet lover and me, slowly but surely, your appetite is more than I knew. Sweetly, softly, I'm falling in love with you. Wish me love, a wishing well, kiss and tell. Wishing well, the kiss and tell. Oh, wishing well, a crocodile she'd say. Me and our boys, hugging like a monkey see, monkey do. Right beside a river boat dam. Right, a few ideas float through my head. Say, I wanna be a midnight rambler. Quickly, but quickly, the blood races through my veins. Quickly, loudly, I wanna hear. Wish me love, a wishing well, the kiss and tell. Oh, wishing well, a butterfly teeth. Wish me love, a wishing well, the kiss and tell. Oh, wishing well, a crocodile teeth. Get up! Terence Trent D'Arby from 1987, Wishing Well. June began with Malta being described in overall costs as the most expensive resort of 19 surveyed. The UK survey added the endorsement that the rating was fairly predictable. The 30th Malta International Trade Fair was opened at Nashau by the island's new Prime Minister, who emphasised that this year, and in future years, it should be viewed with a changed attitude, not just as a show for Maltese consumers, but as Malta's ability to provide goods and services to the world. The opening of the new Parliament began with the presidential address. The annual August Moon Ball, one of the highlights of Malta's social calendar, returned to its former and traditional venue, Verdala Castle. On July 17, 1987, the Malta Shipbuilding Company celebrated the first ever launching of vessels from its shipyard. the two hulls of 8 timber carriers for a USSR company were named Kapitan Goncharov and Kapitan Primark. In sport, ever successful tennis star Gordon Ashak won the final of the legal and general tournament. And remaining with sport, this time shooting, it was a large entry of 30 participants competed for the prestigious and coveted Coca-Cola Cup. It was shooter Ernest Gauci who emerged as the new Malta shooting champion. Malta found itself an important fumigation centre when 7 Italian cargo ships berthed at wharfs in Grand Harbour for fumigation purposes, designed to preserve their cargoes of semolina prior to moving on to other ports of destination. In the Maltese abroad success stories, John Girard, formerly of Sleema, became head of management at Beaufort Hotels in Sabah, East Malaysia. And 1948 emigrant from Malta to Canada, George Bonavia, was the 1987 winner of the Citizenship Merit Award of the Canadian Citizenship Federation, and of which he was a past president. Back on the music scene, the sound made by Enya continued to be enjoyed, but before I play something from them, I can confirm that I will be including this week another dedicated piece of music a little later for a lady who follows our show and has commented on it. Here is Enya, now though with the Celts. Their two 1987 releases, of which we heard the Celts. The news continued with more investment being called for to make Malta dry docks more competitive. At the Bugiva show, an Italian Ornello Belloni enthralled and excited crowds at the Wall of Death, where he rode his motorbike at great speeds around the 25-foot vertical walls of the show arena. And as if to dampen excitement of another sort in its Welcome to Malta visitor coverage, the press displayed reminders of the island's laws relevant to the wearing of bathing costumes and the dress code for bathing. The Deputy Prime Minister proposed the setting up of a school of Mediterranean journalists in Malta. The Gozo Channel Company announced extra return trips for the Umjaa-Chikua ferry service to cope with heavy passenger and vehicle traffic. While in Floriana, the minister opened a centre where the elderly could meet for social, cultural, educational and religious activities. Returning to Gozo from Sydney, Australia for a holiday was Joe Upapp, the first Maltese Australian to release a record in Australia. It was in 1981 and entitled Kangaroo. The 24th Miss Malta contest was launched at the Vibes Open Air Disco Garden. And feeling thoroughly rewarded were 10 Maltese students from the new Lyceum complex on their return from Shakespeare's Stratford-on-Avon, where they participated in the first European youth theatre encounter. David Essex continued to be consistent in his regular releases of very listenable hits, like this one from 1987, Mafanwi. Wasn't that nice? David Essex and Mafanwi. September continued with the news of golden weddings. First were Carmelo and Carmela Rifalo, who followed their attendance at Mass with a celebratory meal. Also celebrating 50 years of marriage were Andrea and Mariana Michelli, who were married at Senglea on September 13th, 1937. And as these two celebrations were underway, as if to record the importance of both anniversaries, the luxury liner Pacific Princess, reputed to make every lover's wish come true, from the reputation it had gained from being featured in the TV series The Love Boat, sailed into Grand Harbour from its last call at Santorini, Greece. A new telephone directory was still undelivered to customers, 16 months after announcement that it was ready for distribution. Some of the early October news recorded that a generous audience donated enough money to buy 17 wheelchairs for the handicapped, plus a 100 Malta Lire donation to Villa Monsignor Gonzi. The occasion was the Miss Malta talent show at Bujiba. The ferry trip time from Malta to Syracuse was cut by more than an hour when the 800-passenger ferry Expresso Ravenna replaced the slower Malta Express. Malta's new High Commissioner to the UK was announced when John Manduka presented his credentials to Her Majesty the Queen. The substantial foreign exchange earnings of 100 million Malta Lire were recorded from tourism, with the prediction that by the end of the year some 700,000 tourists will have visited Malta. The German-Maltese Circle celebrated its 25th anniversary. And 18-year-old blue-eyed brunette Joanne Corser of Gzira was declared Miss Malta 1987 at the Grand Hotel Verdala. On the popular music scene, a group called Squeeze released their 7th album entitled Babylon and On, from which I've selected a track that was released as a single in September of 1987. Trust me to open my mouth. Described as the British New Wave group, That was squeeze and trust me to open my mouth. The Postal Association of Malta used a special hand stamp to help record the 50th anniversary of the graduation of 7 students in the first course of dental surgery held at Malta's university. The celebration was promoted by the Dental Association of Malta in conjunction with the university and from where I'm speaking now. In Dunedin, New Zealand, Maltese nun Sister Mary Regis Gallia, formerly of Gezira, celebrated her silver jubilee following 25 years of caring for the aged as a little sister of the poor. In the big match of the Malta Premier League, the leading teams, Hamroon and Valletta, ended all square in a goalless draw. The production of honey in Malta was enjoying the status of a minor domestic industry when it was described as widespread on the island, with thyme, orange blossom and clover proving to be the dominant varieties. Malta's largest youth movement, Scouts, always in the news, reported that the Rabat group had spent 48 hours in the annual on-the-air jamboree link with Scouts all over the world. At the Hotel Phoenicia, internationally acclaimed soprano Miriam Gauci opened the annual Classical Music Week. The Wembley Ice Cream Factory celebrated its Golden Jubilee. The Royal Navy ship HMS Brazen returned to Malta for a short visit, with a captain commenting that it was nice to be back and to renew old acquaintances. And the public were invited to comment on the project designs for the Ta'ali National Park. December arrived with the news that the pantomime at the Manuel Theatre this year would be Sleeping Beauty. Donated gifts were placed under the Christmas tree in Manuel Dimec Street, Sliema, for distribution by the Little Sisters of the Poor. The great Christmas festival was not far away, providing an opportunity to hear our last piece of music before closing this edition, with just a few last news items from 1987. And this final piece just happens to be a particular favourite of mine that I remember well enjoying in the late 80s. It is by a very popular group of the time, Manhattan Transfer. And as promised, I'm dedicating it to a listener from Malia, who, like many others, listens to this programme whilst driving in her car. So it's hello to Janine Vassallo, and thank you for your comments on Malta memories. I'm pleased that the overall mix of memories and music is just what you like. And thank you for the ably presented bit too. I hope you'll enjoy Manhattan Transfer and Tuxedo Junction, dedicated to you in appreciation.
Down south, in Birmingham, I mean south. pop. Poop pop, poop pop. Poop pop, poop pop. Poop pop, poop pop. Way down south.
Tuxedo Junction from Manhattan Transfer, the original American music group there in 1987. Dedicated to Janine Vassallo, Mantran is still performing today, but inevitably nearly three decades on, no longer with those same personalities. That's it, folks. As usual, contact is mikeroberts@firenet.ws. I'll be back next week, together with Samuel, of course, and another programme of memories and music from the first half of 1988, during which I'll be dedicating another piece of music to a group of listeners who I think of as the Malta Cavalry. But I'll explain why next week. But before I leave you, a few last memories from December 1987. As the year closed, Malta's top-selling car was the Skoda, priced from 1,525 Malta Lire. Santa Claus, the movie, was a Christmas Week TV film telling the story of how Santa came to be. And Christmas Eve 1987 was the last day at work for Lorenzo Zara of Vittoriosa, who, as chief stores officer of the government's electricity department, retired after 44 years of service. Thank you for listening. Join me again next time. Until then, whether on 103.7 FM radio or online, from me, Mike Roberts, goodbye.